Local leaders say nearly 600 IDPs arrive in Akot Payam of Lake State Rumbek East County from Panyijar County last week due to flooding in their area. They say most of the displaced are women and children. Speaking on behalf of the IDPs, Mama Chatem Shagwar says aside from humanitarian needs like food and shelter, the IDPs are asking the host community and Lagos state officials to allocate land for permanent resettlement.
What I want to tell you, the government officials and the NGOs who came here to us, if you get a problem in your house, you come to your neighbor for help. We have suffered a lot. Our bodies are paining. Serious flood invaded our area. There are too much mosquitoes. No food left with us because the flood swept away everything from us. We don't have clothes, no mats or mattresses. We sleep on the floor, which is wet with water. We are South Sudanese, and we have one government.
Rumbek East County Commissioner Mapor Malek Arop welcomed the displaced and assured they would be protected.
We people of Akot Payam have welcomed you with the whole heart. Feel at home. South Sudan is for us all. So, as you came, don't think that you are in a different area. This is also your home, the same like Unity State. This is my message to the IDPs and to you, the host community. Respect these people who have come to stay with us. Don't touch their women. If you do so, you face the consequence.
Speaking on behalf of the community, traditional chief Sawad Malwal assured the IDPs that he will allocate them land in Lagos State.
My message to you is that feel free. We have a vast land here. So when rainy season ends, we will allocate a good place where you will be accessing water, medication, and a school for your children.
The chairperson of the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Lagos State, Dud Malwal, is appealing to aid agencies operating in the state to support the IDPs. Dud says the children and elderly look extremely weak and malnourished. Malwal says he was in Rumbek North County where he witnessed similar cases where IDPs are in need of emergency supplies. Malwal says he has ordered county authorities to start registering the IDPs.
I have seen the most important thing are three major issues now, which is food, shelters, the emergency drug. It's not you alone here. I was in Rumbek North. And my purpose visiting Rumbek North is the issue of flooding and the high fees from Mayandit. When I left there yesterday, I have ordered the county coordinator to start the registration of IDPs from Mayandit immediately and send the list.
The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or UN OSHA, says some 426,000 people were displaced by floods in South Sudan since May of this year. UN OSHA says people in Jonglei and Unity State, followed by Northern Barrel Ghazal and Upper Nile States, have been the worst affected by the floods. According to initial assessments, priority needs include food assistance, emergency shelter, and non-food items, water, sanitation and hygiene services, and hygiene kits. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur in Rumbek, Lagos State.